This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Natalia Navarro. There might not be a lot of common political ground in Washington, D.C. these days, but Democrat Michael Bennett and Republican Cory Gardner have found some, pushing for more help for rural hospitals. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Colorado's two senators are asking the Health and Human Services Department to release $100 million in funding through the CARES Act to help rural communities maintain physician training. They join a bipartisan group of senators concerned that rural residency programs are at risk because of the financial hit of the pandemic. They argue these programs are a lifeline. Doctors who train in rural communities are more likely to stay in them. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Did you know there's a Colorado State historian? Well, there is, and for the first time, the newest choice is from the Western Slope. Dwayne Vandenbush took on the role yesterday, Colorado Day, the anniversary of when Colorado became a state. The 83-year-old lives in Gunnison.
Well, one of the things I intend to do as the state historian is represent all of the people of Colorado. But being from the Western Slope, I certainly want to emphasize our area because I think it's been underrepresented before.
He points to things like the water supply, mineral resources, recreation, and conservation efforts. Vandenbush is the state's longest-serving professor. He teaches history at Western Colorado University. Denver and Colorado Springs have a high of 85 today, 80 in the mountains around Vail, 101 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News and KRCC.